coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman Report. It is Thursday, January 4th, 2024. It's going to take me a while to get used to saying that, that's for sure. With me is Randy Taylor, RT at HagmanPI.com, RT at HagmanPI.com. I have a lot of things to get into today. I just want to tell people the reason I'm coming from my office and RT from his is Eric the Tech is pretty sick. Actually went to the ER yesterday, emergency room yesterday. He's back home, but he will be out the rest of the week. So just keep in your prayers. You know, we've been hit quite hard this week coming out of the gate for the new year. We had Michael Yon from the Daring Gap on, and it took us everything we had to get that video up. There were things that were fighting us to put that up and keep it up. And at the very same time on our website, it was hacked, briefly, half a day. We got it fixed, but you know, I log on and I'm met with Chinese characters as we're talking about the Chinese Communist Party. So, you know, it's a fight all of the time. So we've got a man down. We're being attacked relentlessly. We, of course, great show on Tuesday from, Michael Yon. And we have some things about the border to get into, today, as well as some other things that are taking place overseas and, inside the U.S., of course. I think we're going to probably talk about, hey, you know, there's discussion about keeping President Trump off the ballot, but how's that going to be accomplished? Assassination is not out of the realm of possibility. This is what I've been hearing more and more and more, because Donald Trump is not to be kept down. Before we get into today's program, you know, you talk about New Year's resolutions. You talk about getting yourself clean, okay, or, you know, detoxifying yourself. I found a great, great product. You know, when you talk about digestive issues, digestive issues, look, they're caused by a potential toxin that's in all of the, quote, healthy foods that scientists have been telling us to eat with fraudulent food pyramid for the longest time. Now, this potential toxin causes digestive issues, according to Dr. Gundry, the world-renowned cardiologist, and this is affecting millions of people nationwide. Warning signs, and think about this, warning signs include weight gain, fatigue, digestive discomfort, stiff joints, even skin problems. Well, Dr. Gundry explains these side effects. They're often mistaken for normal signs of aging because, you know, digestive issues, they develop, right? Well, they develop usually like over a matter of years and sometimes even decades. And I can assure you that the damage is probably caused by these health foods that you think are healthy. And it's far from normal. The good news is you can easily help fix the problems from your own home. It's very simple. You have to know which foods are actually healthy and which contain this potential toxin. Folks, here's what you need to do. Come here. Come here. Listen to me. Go find. Come here. I did this. And I was surprised, but I really was. Now, give this a chance. Go to gutcleanseprotocol.com/Hagman. gutcleanseprotocol.com/Hagman. That's gutcleanseprotocol.com/Hagman. The link is in the program description box where, say it with me, everyone, at HagmanPI.com. All right. Now, with me is Randy Taylor, RT at HagmanPI.com. If you want to communicate with him, and I'm at doug@hagmanreport.com if you want to communicate with me. However, if you want to communicate with me, it might be a long, long time because I've got 140 or just past 150,000 emails in my inbox. Okay. So a couple of things. RT, welcome. How you doing?
I'm doing good. We're getting over these holidays. Everybody's been sick. Not to the degree that you and Eric are sick, which is ours was very minor, but there is something going around, and it's not COVID. It's the flu. No. Some sort of flu at best. I say it's a good December, January head cold. That's about it.
Good.
But, it's starting off the new year.
Yeah.
I'm glad we don't write checks as much as we used to, that we use debit cards now, because I would be putting the wrong date on these checks well into February.
Oh, I'm doing that. I have to fill out reports every day in different paperwork. Okay.
A belated New Year, sir.
Same to you, but I actually wrote 1924 on one of the checks. I'm thinking, not only, I mean, I got that.
Where was your mind at?
I don't know. I got the 24 right, but the 19, I'm thinking, how the hell did that happen? Anyway, but yeah, 23, people are going to be writing checks. All right. So a lot of things to talk about. First of all, 973 pages. 900, count them. 973 pages.
Sounds like a congressional bill.
What's that?
Sounds like a congressional bill.
Oh, yeah, really. Well, it's court testimony, so you have to take the, you got to take 973 pages. So let me show you this. I'm going to share this with you. We're doing this kind of old school. Hopefully people don't mind. So here's the deal. This was at Breitbart. Was it this morning? I don't know. Yeah, so Epstein doc release. Victim claims pedophile billionaire told her Bill Clinton likes them young. Boy, what a surprise. Bubba mentioned 50 times in document. Okay. And you know, look, this... How much time can we spend on this? We know what has been going on, that Epstein was. Look, I don't know. He could still be alive. I think you said that.
Yeah, I believe he is. Especially if he worked for an intelligence agency outside of the U.S. They would have made arrangements to get him out of there.
I mean, he could be on a beach in Tel Aviv for all we know, right?
I swear to God, 10 days after this happened, I thought I saw him in a parking lot in a Porsche with a blonde gal. It was enough that I turned around to follow the guy. He got it into traffic before I did. But when he drove by, and I'm usually good with faces, I don't remember names to save my butt. But faces, I remember it. And I swear to God, it looked just like Epstein. Spitting image.
Well, you know, look.
I don't think the body that left the jail was his. Just the small parts that I could see, and doing ear measurements and eye measurements. It did not. Now, first thing, somebody comes back and says, well, there were two autopsies. That doesn't mean anything to me. And really, in 2024, someone's going to say that somebody's being credible with the government. Really? Yeah, I'm going to buy that just on face value. Don't think so.
No, look, I first of all, we haven't seen the client list. Okay, there's obviously a client list. Hard drive upon hard drive upon hard drive of videos taken that were never introduced into evidence, never shown. We have,
and we don't even know about the ones that never made it to court.
Exactly. This 973 pages, I'm kind of thinking that this is, a sparkly trinket to keep the people kind of just
In
shocking.
awe, yeah, to admit that, well, something was shown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, I don't think we're ever going to get to the real truth of who's who.
And you notice how nobody is astonished that Clinton's on there.
Oh,
Nobody. Nobody. The
no.
media, nobody is astonished that Bill Clinton's name is on there. I mean, he is so badly desecrated the office of being president and being an ex-president. I don't ever want to hear anything about Trump.
Well, the intro,
I just,
no.
Bill Clinton is a pervert, period. End of story. And nobody even gives a damn anymore. Nobody cares
That's a sad
anymore.
thing. Yeah. Look,
Yeah.
I'm kind of liberal when it comes to what goes on in one's bedroom. It's between you, the consenting adult, and God. Okay. However, you bring kids into the mix, young people, and then of course the whole operation, the blackmail operation, which I think has taken place. First of all, you have to think about your lifestyle. I know Randy Taylor would never be put in a position to be compromised by way of sexual favors, right?
Right, absolutely not.
I mean, if me neither. So I mean, if somebody
No.
went to my wife and says, "Hey, we've got pictures and video of your husband."
I'm going to be the one that says bring them.
Yeah, really. But then with the way AI is, or the CGI stuff, or whatever you call that.
Just make it to where I look like I'm in really good shape. You
Right.
the head of Randy Taylor with the body of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, that trust me, folks, that's not true.
There'd be laughter from here to California.
Yeah. But I'll tell you something. I do think that Huma Abedin, I believe, is, although not directly mentioned in the papers, I think she was one of the ones redacted. And she could very well be Jane Doe or John Doe 107, Doe number 107. That had filed for injunctive relief to not open or n not show her name. Yeah, I believe it's a female, and I believe it could very well be Huma Abedin. And she referenced
And we don't know who's being offered protection if they'll talk. So
well,
a name may become a number, and that's all we ever know.
correct. And people have to realize these are court documents of a case that's already been adjudicated. And this is a release after the fact. So, will it tell us anything special? Not really.
No.
Nothing more than we already know. So, should we spend a lot of time on it? Hey, no. You know why? Because we know pretty much who the perverts are, and who the skanks and the SRA people are. So I don't really think we have to get too far into that. All right. So, the other thing I wanted to touch on,
I just
go
on
ahead.
that note, a quick note,
Go ahead.
okay? I think that it's rather pathetic that people would sit there and fall for blackmail and allow themselves to be blackmailed over this.
Yeah.
If you did it, man up, get away. Don't sell your country out over sex.
It's a
Just
good point.
man up, man up. You might get divorced. You might lose, $1 billion of $50 billion. I don't give a damn. Man up.
Amen.
Man up and say it. If you can't say it, then don't do it. I don't care a damn what I do in life. You call me on it, I'll tell you. Yeah, I did it.
But
Let's deal with that.
the people that are in power
Better.
or positions of authority should never put them. You
Thank
would
you.
never put yourself in that position. If you had integrity, you would never put yourself in the position to be blackmailed anyway. But
And Doug, hit me with the Trump data again, what you told me when you refreshed my memory when we were starting the show about if his name appears, which it
yeah,
will.
it
But
does.
and we said this on one show before, anybody could have got on a plane the first time and not have a clue of what they were going to be greeted with or having to deal with when they got to the island.
Right, right.
Okay? So if somebody's name is on there once, I'm really not going to get too excited or too upset about one time. The second time, you knew what you were getting into. Because I guarantee Epstein was hitting them with everything he had the first trip to the island. Because a guy like that doesn't waste time.
No, the Donald Trump connection was in this set of documents was simply a witness being asked if she saw Donald Trump there, and her reply was in the negative. So Donald Trump's name appears in the documents, but it also appears as a negative. Right. No, I never saw him have sex. No, I never saw him be with, a young woman. No, I never, or young boy, whatever.
And he kicked Epstein out of Mar-a-Lago for pulling that crap.
That's right. And the timeline's important here, okay? You've got to acknowledge the friendship that Trump had with Epstein. You have to acknowledge that. But mm-hmm. then you have to acknowledge the timeline. When Epstein was arrested the first time and then given a sweetheart deal, allowed on bail and all this other stuff, right after that is when Trump said, out of here. Get this guy out of Mar-a-Lago.
Yep.
So, yeah. But yet the left is like, oh, no. He's a big pervert. This is why, Randy Taylor, this is why we cannot, I'm going to tell you right now, we cannot, in my view, be friends, have a conversation with, or be reasonable with anyone on the left. You? What do you think?
No, I totally agree. Talking with the left, in my case, is no more than chatting with a neighbor in the driveway. That's about it. I have neighbors that are liberals. They're my neighbors. Okay? They're good. To me, they're good people. They've always treated me well. Our politics are totally different, and I generally tell them when they start down that road, if you want to remain friends and neighbors and neighborly, shut up right now. Let's not get into it. I've already tried to spin them on, becoming conservatives. It's never going to happen. Okay, done. At the end of the day, though, I got to live with these people. They're the ones that call the police when there's a problem at the house or something. I'm not going to befriend them over their political party. I'm not going to defriend them. Excuse me. I'm not going to go drink beer with them. You know what I mean? But, I still,
at what point does that become hostile? In other words,
so far it hasn't become hostile. It's more, I've had it happen with, girls, I don't mean anything by this, but with my wife and their wife, they get into conversations that can lead to Lord knows what. Only the Lord knows. But me and the guys, honestly, I think both of them, both sides, I think are closet conservatives. I swear. When you talk to them, they just don't take that. They just don't head down that same byline that their wife is on. So, wow. And honestly, at the end of the day, they could walk over one day and say, Randy, you know what? You're absolutely right. We've been doing this wrong all these years. It's like bringing people to Christianity, I think. Now, if you think I'm going to have a conversation with somebody from Antifa screaming in my face and you think that's going to be a productive conversation, no, it will not. I can yell louder.
Well,
or not yell at all. Then you need to worry.
See, and that's the thing, Artie. And folks, here's where I'm at, because I think this year we're going to see, and Steve Quayle mentioned this, prolific violence, including assassinations, yes. I believe, of world leaders, and of even local leaders, but I the resurgence of Antifa, BLM types, anarchists, and
I think we're going to see a lot of racial violence, and I'm not talking classic black, white, I'm talking white against Muslim, white against, you know, actual Africans that are immigrants and all, whites against Mexicans, because people are tired of this being shoved in their face. And we're going to have to deal with these people coming across that border sometime or another, because they're going to hand them weapons and they're going to be standing at our front doors wanting our weapons. So get ready. I'm telling you right now, you might as well get it in your head. That's what's coming. There's going to be some sort of international police force. I'm telling you. There's no other viable reason to let those people over that border like they've been doing it. And don't tell me it's kumbaya, we're trying to feed the poor people. That ain't what it's about. Not when those military age guys. And come on, guys, we've already had them. We've already had, they're in the building. The guy walks up. Who's in here? And next thing you know, he's surrounded by people in fatigues, Spanish people, you know, 25 years old, military age.
Yep.
Want to know why he's asking questions. Whoa. If that one video that we put on the show doesn't tell you everything
that
about,
was...
about our mysterious visitors, then nothing will. I can sit here and preach all day. You're not listening.
Well, let's show this. This is Ben Berkwam. You know, Tuesday we had a show, and I apologize yesterday. Yesterday, Eric went to the ER. He's going to be fine. He'll be back next week. But anyway, so we didn't have a show yesterday. So today, kind of to follow up with what Michael Yon had shown, Ben Berkwam, I'm going to show you this. This is Ben Berkwam on with Steve Bannon.
Well, I just want to show you, I actually stepped off camera for just a second, Steve, and just showing you, filming back across to the U.S. side. We've got a few guys trying to climb over the sea trains that Abbott has put up over there and some of the barbed wire. But they're already into America. They've already broken in, because you talk about treason. You talk about dereliction of duty. Imagine a country where the federal government said, come on in to everybody, said to invaders around the world to come into our country. And then it took states having to try to secure their own border. Now, Governor Abbott's the only one doing anything. He's not doing enough. He should be down there with National Guard repelling the invasion, not just putting up sea trains and some barbed wire. But imagine that. I mean, look at this. Just think about this. A federal government who says, come in to invaders, where the states have to go and secure their own property, their own borders from the federal government. That's treason. That is treason. And as this is happening, we're standing here right now.
Hang on. Don't bury the lead. Abbott forced to do that because of this audience and people in Texas, the great patron. Abbott's
on
rhino.
That's right. He didn't want to do it. That's right.
Abbott forced to do it. The little bit he's doing, forced to do it. What's the first thing Garland does? What's the first thing Mayorkas and Garland do? They go to federal court to sue.
They sue him.
This treasonous,
that's it,
illegitimate regime is suing the states. Treason. It's nothing short of treason. What are you looking for today? Are you glad that Speaker Johnson's down there for a press conference and a photo op?
Only if it means we shut down the government or we shut down the border. I mean, that's it. That can be the only message. There cannot be any more compromise. We've compromised with the life of our nation for long enough. That's what we're talking about, Steve. That's it. They have to shut down the border. If they are not willing to secure the border, if they're not willing to stop the funding that is funding the invasion of our border, they should be out of office. And that's every single Republican. The question is, the concern is, obviously, the answer is going to be, you know, if I'm answering the question, if I'm thinking I'm in the heads of any of the Republicans that are out here, well, we've got 20 rhinos that we can't control. Well, I don't care, guys. You got to be screaming. You got to be in their face. You got to be going to Mayorkas. Mayorkas has to be out of office. I mean, it is the life or death of our nation. That is the only answer, is shutting down the border.
You just said it right there. I don't want to hear, well, this guy's in a district of Biden. It's your responsibility to get up in his grill and make sure, if you go to any, the polling shows it. The American people understand this is a crisis. The problem is the political class is not treating this as a crisis. Why? Because the donor class, the money, the progressive money on the left and the money of the rhino donors don't want it to be solved. That's it. It's quite simple. And you're playing footsie with it. And Johnson's playing footsie with it. I don't want to hear that we have 20. I don't want to hear that we have 20 moderates. Yeah. Yes.
And Steve, they don't have to live with it. That's the moral of the story. They don't have to live with the consequences of their policies, but we have to live with it. The people, the populace, the people on the working class on the U.S. side and the Mexico side. I'm standing right now in a city where it takes between 5 and 12 hours to get from Mexico to the United States because of the policies of Joe Biden. They're prioritizing letting illegals in under the CBP1 garbage, and it's screwing Mexico while it's screwing America. The reason that they don't do anything, the reason they don't give a damn, is because they don't have to live in the world that we live in. And that's the problem. They need to start living in that world. And it's time for the people to make them live in that world.
There you go. All right. So what do you think?
He's absolutely right. I don't even know why they're down there when they should have their asses in Congress voting this and sealing that border. This is just another photo op the way they're doing it. This has got to stop. We're past photo ops. This needs to be dealt with, and it needs to be dealt with now. And they also need to speed it up, because who are we losing? Somebody. We got a couple of guys are resigning on the Republican side, and that's going to change the numbers in there to where we're going to have a little more trouble getting done what needs to be done. We're going to have to rely on people on the left. I hate to say it, because I don't see that happening. But we have, who's leaving? The guy that was the speaker. What's his name? He's so insignificant. What? McCarthy. McCarthy, and then there's another guy that's resigning too. And this needs to be dealt with before they go anywhere.
But to me, I mean, Johnson, okay, talks a good talk, but hasn't done crap.
He is full of crap.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, they're going to impeach Mayorkas. Well, no, they should put him on trial.
Yes, he should be in jail.
For treason.
He should be held without bail until he's in trial.
Yeah. And the Biden policies of just, hey, no border at all, that's a treasonous activity. So you've got the equivalent of well, in December, we had 300,000 encounters, the largest December ever.
And that's not counting the gotaways that they talk about.
No. So,
gotaways. Excuse me.
But this is by design. So my question, I guess, out of all the things that we're dealing with, you've got two things. The border and the economy are the big issues. And thirdly, maybe a world war. Because I wouldn't put it past the left to get us into a world war to keep the reins of power.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, and then, of course, you've got...
They have to go to war. They have to go to war because they're going to need to get all of our military force overseas so that when things hit the fan, they can activate their international police force, because our military is not going to fire on Americans. They're not going to do it. Okay. I think that's been made quite clear.
No,
they're going to make sure the military is not even here to protect the mainland. And all these people who we're seeing coming across that border that had military age and look like they were in the military somewhere, I'm telling you, they're going to put weapons on them, give them authority. They're going to be kicked. And I'm not talking about the kind of authority that we observe now with police departments. There will be no rules.
I think you're right. Now,
Gustavo.
But I go back to Hurricane Katrina. Remember that? Okay.
Yes, sir.
So you had some National Guard and you had some police.
And some black water.
Well, right, but they were disarming civilians in New Orleans, and
you had no rights. It was like it was.
So, but you said okay. But what you just said, well, you know, our military wouldn't fire on our own citizens. I kind of agree with that, except there are some in our military who are. I think whoever's left in their military after.
I don't think that the officers are going to ever put that order out there.
Oh, man,
that's what I don't think. I know we got a lot of leftists on, but you don't shoot at your own people.
Well, no, but
they're going to. I just honestly believe the power, the authority of policing is going to be stripped away from local police departments and all and given to this international police force.
I agree with that.
I just see them becoming really big players. The UN's going to run the whole operation. Or we should have never let these people in to begin with. You know what? Once again, our forefathers be rolling over in their grave.
Well,
we
need to look. In the Constitution, yeah, there are remedies, right? And yeah, isn't the watering of the tree of liberty by the blood of tyrants and patriots alike, isn't that called for? This is a question.
Yeah, it's the problem we have. If our court system was operating properly, you know, we could get away with that type of defense. But our court system isn't operating properly.
Yeah,
not even close. And that's why, and it's designed that way. That's why they're coming down so hard on January 6th, people, and you know, making it an insurrection when it was nothing more than a protest. They're exactly flat out. They've gotten to the point. They're flat out lying. They're stripping the Bill of Rights away from everybody that gets arrested. You have people sitting in there, don't get charged. The lawyer to a speedy trial is gone. And when you go in with a judge, everybody is taking plea deals because the system is so stacked against them. Have you heard anybody yet that has stood up and not taken a plea deal? I have yet to hear of one.
Well,
everybody's
taken one, actually.
Okay. Out of how many arrested? Well over 1,000 people have been arrested.
Yeah.
So one, that tells you the books are stacked. You know what? I'm sick and tired of this crap.
But here's the thing. And undoubtedly, I'm going to see comments on Rumble or Brighton. And folks, please subscribe to us on Rumble or Brighton. I'm going to see comments. Well, you know, get off your fat ass and do something. I don't see you guys.
I can hardly walk, Doug.
Well, let's just say.
Yeah, I can hardly walk, and I have to use a device to button my shirts. Oh,
okay. But let's just say. Yeah. Let's just say
I'm gonna leave the charge. Everybody, okay, but everybody needs to fight in their own way. This is how we fight. It beats sitting there watching National Geographic and saying we're fighting.
By talking like this or
yes, sir.
I mean
just by talking.
Because see, the way I look at it is
what's your neighbor doing?
Honestly, I'm not doing enough for the freedom.
Well, obviously. But if you look to your right, that neighbor there, is he doing anything to help patriots?
Huh.
You see what I'm saying, though?
Well.
And it's like we've always said, somebody's got to peel the potatoes, man.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not going to try and make this sound like anything that it's not, because I know the feds get all wound up about stuff and we're in charge of all kinds of people and they listen to our orders and all that bullshit. Okay. That the fact they even think that makes me laugh. Right. I'm in charge at home sometimes when my wife isn't. So don't tell me about all the people I'm in charge of in this military faction that we supposedly run. Really?
I get it.
Tell you what, yeah, I'm just saying, you know, I wasn't in January 6th, okay, because Trump isn't president.
Ooh.
So you know I wasn't there.
And
Are we clear?
That's the other thing, okay?
Trust me, if you and I were going to go and do something like that, I guarantee the outcome would have been different.
And I'll say this, I don't believe, and I've said this.
And I'm not talking about violence. I'm not even, you know what? You'd be surprised what Doug and I can get done just talking.
And what was the mission, though, of January 6th? That was to get the Congress.
To get the votes looked at. And that was it. Nobody went to the House of Representatives to overthrow anything. There's nothing but a building. Come on. And even if you went in there and you captured every Republican and liberal in there. You still didn't insurrect the government. It still wasn't an insurrection. It's a kidnapping, because you could have all those people and still be powerless across the nation. That's what I'm saying. This whole insurrection is like a fairy tale, the way the story's told. Because I'm like, there's nothing in the House of Representatives that resembles anything like power. It may be when it's operating normally on any given day, but for a bunch of people to be there and suddenly say, oh, we're in charge. But no, it didn't happen. There was no goal to do that. Donald Trump told everybody to go home, be quiet, you know, peacefully. But here's the thing. If the left had nothing to hide, why didn't they say okay on a recount? And if that tells you that whole January 6th thing was set up, play for play, Nancy Pelosi, that snakeskin of a woman, that piece of garbage is up to her eyeballs in it. And any injuries or deaths they're talking about with police officers, that's on Nancy Pelosi. That's on people like Adam Schiff.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you dare put it on people outside. You know what? Those cops go to work every day. Guess what? Cops have heart attacks. Guess what? Cops have PTSD. It's called doing your job. You sign the papers. That's what you want to be, a cop. Every now and then, you might have to deal with a protester. Oh, my God, a protester. Well, I think I'm just going to drop dead right here. Look, I don't want to sound unsympathetic, but don't try and take the deaths of police officers that were, you know what, if they blew their head off, then you can tell me they murdered a police officer. If they stabbed him to death, you can tell me they beat up a police, you know what I mean, that they murdered a police officer. Nothing, no contact on that day. Put any police officers in death's way.
No,
and
they certainly killed some of our own.
Oh yeah, a girl crawling through a window.
Yeah,
ooh, aren't you a tough son of a bitch?
And the other woman who died, Roseanne Boylan, I believe it was. Anyway, look, if it were up to me, if the founding fathers engaged in that, I think they would have been hanging lawmakers by the neck.
The outcome would have been different. The outcome would have been different. And it would have been much easier too to overthrow a government at that time. You just don't, you know what? And if somebody was going to overthrow the government or attempt to, they would start at the White House. The first thing you try and do is capture the king and the queen in a chess game.
If this was to overthrow
it was, but nobody was out there to do that, Doug. Yeah. That's the point. They've made something out of nothing, as usual.
But the left has captured America. Okay?
Right.
The communists have captured America.
Yes, they have.
And the people coming across the border, like you saw with Ben Berkwam, and like you saw with Michael Yon.
Yes, sir.
The left, it's not even the left. It's the communist, you know, people talk about that. You talk about the World Economic Forum. Now, preceding the World Economic Forum, what gave birth to the World Economic Forum? It was the Club of Rome. Okay. The Club of Rome, people need to understand there's this hierarchy of globalists and people like Bill Gates. And of course, the Good Club. The folks, research the living heck out of the Good Club. People like David Rockefeller, George Soros, Ted Turner, Michael Bloomberg, Warren Buffett, Oprah Winfrey. These are members of the Good Club, and they're the people who are supposedly deciding policy. When you look,
I hate to think that Oprah Winfrey is deciding anything for me.
When you've got that much money, you can.
I know, but doesn't that just make your stomach turn?
In many ways,
we didn't elect these son of guns. We didn't elect them. We didn't want them elected.
No,
because you got money, you got power. You know what? At the end of the day, all of our holes are going to be about 8 foot long, about 3 foot wide, and about 6 foot deep. Okay, you're no different than me. All these people that put their pants on the same way. They say, you go to hell with your power. You go to hell with your money.
Well,
I'm tired of these people.
So what do we, but here's the thing.
What do we do?
All I know, day long, what do we do?
Whatever we do, we can't talk about it on the air. So I know it needs to be done. I know exactly what needs to be done. You know, but we're not playing in a fair. If our government was operating properly, especially the judicial branch, okay, yeah. If it was operating properly, we could handle a lot of this with lawsuits.
Well, the only lawsuits going on are against Donald Trump.
But that's what I'm saying, because we are in a messed up judicial system. Our entire system is screwed up, Doug. It's screwed up. When 25 little punk-ass kids can rush a retailer and steal everything in sight and nobody lifts a finger, our system is broken.
But you don't give a damn. Stop that. One guy with a gun. Okay.
That took care of it. That's the way I look at it. But the point is, they're allowing, especially blacks. That's right. I said it. Blacks. Okay.
It's the way it is.
When I see these videos, what's the common theme? Yeah. Blacks. And ganging up on white people and beating them damn near to death. And I don't know what it is with this obsession about kicking people in the head and stomping on people's heads. I don't get that. I don't even, you know what? In all the martial arts that I learned in my life, never once did it say when somebody's on the ground to stomp on their head.
They're savages. The behavior.
That's what I'm saying. Thank you, savages. And you know what? That's why I say this international police force is coming, because we're getting about to the point that the only way we're going to survive as a race is to start shooting people.
That's it.
Okay. And that's what's going to happen, because they keep messing with people, violating people's rights, allowing them, well, like up in Canada, where the homeowner wakes up in the middle of the night, he's being stabbed in the head by an intruder. He gets up, catches the guy in the hallway and kills the guy.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And they take him to jail. He goes to jail.
Okay.
There's no castle doctrine up there. And what you're noticing is that crap's starting to flow down south. Now, especially when you got all these little punk ass kids that are going and robbing these things. And you could be mom and dad out there and say, oh my God, would you shoot a child? Yeah, I would. Yeah, I would.
Well,
if I'm outnumbered 15-1 and they're in there tearing the place apart and they even came in my direction, I'd drop them dead.
Well, they're not engaged in childlike behavior, okay? So
no, but that's the thing. Once you step up to a certain point, you're past being treated as a child.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just like if I was standing outside and some 17-year-old kid walked up and punched me in the face. Do you think I'm really going to walk away from that? Is that what you expect of me? You need to set your expectations a little lower.
Well, and
or higher, I'm not sure.
And that's the other thing, too. I'll just say this. If you look at
this is getting
some
crazy.
Of the protests, okay,
yeah.
where the streets are blocked,
yep.
And, okay, one or two times would fix it. You just don't stop.
Well, and that's the thing. You've got dad, his wife, and two kids in the back seat. And all of a sudden, they're swarmed by Palestinian protesters beating on the car and screaming things about killing white people and Jews. And he steps on the accelerator and gets in trouble. I don't think so. I think as soon as you touched his car, you were fair game.
And you know, you said...
What father wouldn't do that, Doug? What father wouldn't protect his family?
I don't care if... Let me just say this. You did say Palestinian protesters. I don't care if they are MAGA protesters, okay? I don't care if they're pro-Donald Trump protesters. Of course, they wouldn't do that. The behavior bias is by the left, by the pro-Palestinian people, by the...
Because this Palestinian thing's been so in the forefront
right.
The last few weeks. And the thing is, I don't know why you're protesting here, because... No one here is making any decisions over there.
Well,
and you're really,
right.
You're really, the policy isn't going to change over protesters. What's going to happen is you're going to usher in this world police force that much faster. people, you need to knock it off.
And maybe that's by design. Hold that thought. No, hold that thought. I just want to say this. If you are like many of us during the holiday season, were you like the thousands of Americans this holiday season and ate a bit too much? Well, if your New Year's resolutions revolve around weight control, you can rest easy knowing most of America's with you on this journey. Oh, what a journey it is. Nearly half of all Americans say the resolution is related to weight control. And it makes it perhaps, I think, one of the most popular New Year's resolutions by far is losing weight. You know, there is a magical pill only for weight management solution I recommend and use. It helps control appetite. That's really, I'm telling you, it's really effective in doing that. Manage weight, reduce fat, control cravings, and increase energy. And what's more, its main ingredient is linked to supporting a reduced body weight, fat mass, and weight circumference while increasing lean body mass. And I've seen this, actually. I could take my shirt off, but I won't. I'm telling you, though, it does kind of shape the body. It's really interesting the way it works. But folks, look, try this today for a whopping 51% off, plus get free live health and fitness coaching for life. Wow, I can't talk. I always stumble on that. A free ebook and more with your order completely for free. Simply go to trimwithdoug.com. That's trimwithdoug.com. Get yours. That's trimwithdoug.com. You will thank me later. All right, Randy Taylor, RT@HagmanPI.com. That's, again.
I saw a note over the weekend, too. I saw a note that over 7,000 German women have been sexually assaulted by immigrants. Yes. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I saw that.
7,000. Wow.
Thank you, Angela Merkel, right?
Wow.
And the EU, diversity. It's coming here.
It's already here.
Well,
it's
right.
It's already here. Just not to the size of the problem in Germany. Germany's got a real problem, and all that European crap they're trying to implement here, trying to implement in Canada and in the U.S. And I'm telling you, the only thing stopping them is the fact that the U.S. were armed. That's it. It's the only thing stopping them. Because, and we get emails from all over the world.
Yep.
And people plead. They plead with us in the emails. Do not give up. Please do not give up. Don't give in. The rest of the world is counting on the U.S.
Yep.
That's a lot to dump on our table. But that's what it is. And this international police force that they're going to come up with, or whatever they're going to call it, is designed to... It's the only way they're going to even attempt to take weapons from us. Nobody's going to just hand their weapons over to the local sheriff. Somebody's going to have to come in by force, and I just don't see the American military doing it. I just don't see it. I think they'll be busy fighting a war overseas. Remember we talked about there'll be a war overseas, and there'll be a civil war here, and that's in the very near future. This country is horribly divided. Horribly divided. We are on the brink.
Who did that? Who did that?
It was the left. The left did.
And Obama.
Barack Hussein Obama is the culprit on that. And I'm sick and tired of people talking about how great that man is. He's a piece of garbage. He is garbage. Okay? He's the most racist president, most racist person in power, outside of Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch, that I've ever seen. Those three people are terrible. Those three people hurt this country horribly.
Valerie Jarrett as well.
Victoria, I'll always leave one out. But Eric Holder, especially Eric Holder.
Yep.
Everything Obama wanted to do, Holder backed it. Look at the policemen that were put in jail, put in prison. And like Floyd, you know, we're finding out. We already knew that death was on him. And now they're actually coming out and saying it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And people talk, well, we'll just get the money back from the family. Really? Really? Good luck with that. Those police officers that did Darren Chauvin or whatever.
I'm not a fan of his, but he doesn't belong in jail over the Floyd case.
Yes. No. No.
You know,
everybody's got a little bit of dirt in their folder, but this guy, they had no business locking him up for that.
No, no.
That was a drug overdose as far as I'm concerned.
And, you know, I'll leave it there.
And Doug, if they didn't have Washington on the phone and up their butts, they wouldn't have pushed in that direction. Seriously, they had Holder and all of them. They were even making excuses for the Black Lives Matter,
which
are burning down. They were burning down cities. And you're upset about January 6th? I didn't see anybody setting fires in the Capitol.
Exactly. It's so twisted upside down and backwards. Okay,
it is.
Cities, loot, and hurt people, beat the crap out of people. But my gosh, you walk in the velvet ropes in the Capitol, and of course, you know, the world.
Oh, yeah, and don't give me that sacred ground argument. That building's been violated so many times, it's not even funny. There's sex in the building, parties in the building. Lord knows just the demonic items that get passed through the Congress and the Senate. Don't give me that sacred ground crap. You know what's sacred in there?
Well, how many people saw that clerk, the Democratic clerk, having sex in the chambers, right?
Yeah, yeah. Right after we got a big sermon from his boss.
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
I can't recall the name, but...
don't want to recall it.
No. But you know, again, I think in 24, I'm going to make some predictions. I'm going to say right now, I think a couple of predictions. I think you're going to see some... I think deaths, murders of maybe even a Supreme Court justice or two being shot and killed. I mean, this is what I'm looking ahead and thinking. Yeah, I think you're going to see maybe some state level officials being taken out, shot, assassinated, hit by cars, whatever. I don't know. I think you're going to see Biden have to resign, not resign, but
not run in 2024. Yeah.
I can't see. I can't look. The guy doesn't even recognize it, you know, where he's at. So,
now what's up with his wife in the fishnet stockings? What's that about?
Well, it's class, you know. I mean, that's the class of the degenerate left. What, you have a problem with fishnet stockings?
Yeah, I do. On certain women, yeah.
Do they? What about on you?
Oh, well, no, that's totally different, sir. Depends if I've shaved my legs or not. No, I just look at her, and she, you know, if she isn't looking like the kitchen curtains, then she's got something outlandish on. I don't get it. I just don't. I don't care for the Bidens at all. Nothing. Well, I don't like anything about them. They're liars. They're traitors. They're thieves. I don't like them. I don't know how anybody in America does.
So I think too, since you brought that up, I think that we're going to see, although we're not going to feel, but we're going to see the extensive nature of the crime activity of the Bidens, Jim Biden, Jill Biden, even some of the grandchildren, along with Hunter, the in bed nature that they have with Ukraine, with China, with Russia.
Where do you think that war is going to go?
Ukraine?
Yeah.
Oh, Russia is going to reabsorb or take over, retake Ukraine, if you will, or at least Russia is going to prevail. Ukraine is done. Zelensky, I think, is going to be.
I think it's been done for some time now.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I mean, we haven't seen Zelensky over here in a while now, at least a month, which he was over here, it seemed like every week.
Right.
I'm serious. I thought he was family or something. He was over here so many times.
Kind of like the brother-in-law who wants to borrow your
That
car, right?
won't go away. Yeah.
Yeah. I gotcha. Yeah,
I mean, and how many dollars have been dumped into that to no avail? You know?
hundreds of billions of dollars that we
Yeah.
know of.
We could think of what we could have done on our own border with that money.
You could have fixed the border and every road, bridge, and tunnel in the U.S. Compared it with the money we gave Ukraine. But oh my gosh, yeah, you got to have Ukraine flag in your bio. You've got to have, yeah, what a bunch of crap that is.
Man.
And I, the other thing too, I think we're going to see is more and more of a greater exposure of excess deaths, information about Fauci's role, about Burke's role, about Walensky's role in all of this. But you know what? Nothing will be done unless we, the people, do it. But I think that we're going to see more of that. I think we're going to see people die off in greater numbers from that. And also, you're going to see another lockdown, and it's going to be related, I believe, to the climate, some climate emergency. Something is going to happen where we're going to need to be locked down again.
That or possibly these protests.
That's another possibility.
That's what I'm thinking. I think they're going to use the Palestinian protests because they're getting bigger and bigger and bigger and more and more and more people. And you have to admit, these are very well organized.
True.
This isn't haphazard, you know, some kids from the neighborhood protesting. This is organized. There's a lot of
That's,
money being dumped into these
yeah.
protests. Look at the quality of the signs.
Oh,
Seriously,
yeah.
this stuff's.
Isn't it amazing? All of a sudden, they call for a protest at Fifth and Main, and signs,
Boom.
unbelievable, and how
Yeah.
quickly they can. That's
On
one thing I have
Europe.
to give to the left.
Well, they're very well organized, but far
Yeah.
more organized than the right. I mean, they were what back when we were watching the left. You know, corner Republicans and conservatives in restaurants and at gas stations and all. You know, the right has never really mastered that. And you got to fight fire with fire, you know, and calling these people out. I wouldn't, if you have Democrats, if you walked in and saw one of the Democrats or even one of the rhinos for that matter in the restaurant, I think it's time to light them up. Go in and say what's on your mind.
I
Say
could
it.
call you Maxine Waters then, or I could call
Yeah, there you
you,
go. I'm a
yeah.
racist.
No. I
Yeah,
mean, look, I agree. I think,
Maxine Waters.
I think we, well, she's the one who
Why
said
has she
she's
been? And why has she been so
imminent.
quiet? Why has the squad been so quiet? What's going on?
Oh,
What are they up to? When they get quiet, is when I wonder what are they up to.
I don't know. Brother, we're almost out of time. Folks, I'll tell you what, for this episode. So I'll tell you what, subscribe to Rumble, subscribe to Brighteon, but put your predictions for 2024 in the comments section. We look at them
We'll
and
discuss the best ones.
yeah.
How's that? We'll post some of your emails if you guys will send emails.
Or
And we'll
send
put,
email,
and yeah, and rt@hagmanpi.com and get, throw in some of those predictions. And next time we're on, we'll chat about those.
Yeah, we can actually we can if you got the time, we can get together tomorrow and do this.
Sure.
We also want to do some live
Absolutely.
spaces and as well as Rumble Live. That's coming, but we have to get our full.
I think a couple of live shows would be great because I would love to take some phone calls. Doug used to
Oh yeah.
when with him and his son, they used to do a lot of taking phone calls and all. I remember because I called into the show before. It's something different about being live and being able to talk with people. And we love you guys.
Absolutely.
You know, even the ones that disagree with us and yell at us and but you know what? We're all in the same boat together. Because when they start dropping the guillotines on us, you're either going to be right in front of me in line or right behind me.
I have no intention of being in line. I'm going to
That's what I wanted to hear, sir. That's what I wanted to hear.
And I'll tell you something else. By the way, this Sunday, a meeting of our supporters at 7 o'clock. Don't forget. Hopefully, Eric will be back, and
either way, we'll pull that off.
We'll pull it off. All right. Yeah. RT, thank you, Randy Taylor, and Doug Hagman, Hagman Report. Thank you so much for your support.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year indeed.